I want to thank everybody for being on the call tonight. This is a national conference call on Monday evening for Amazing Grape, and we're out of Star, North Carolina. We've had a lot of people beeping on tonight from different parts of the country, and we really appreciate everybody being on the call tonight. Many times I talk to you about the Amazing Grape product and the properties of it and what good it is. But I want to switch a little gears tonight and talk about some of the other things that you may do or understand about problems that you may have in your everyday life and health. We realize the Amazing Grape product is a wonderful product. It has 20 pairs of chromosomes. It has more nutrients than any other fruit or vegetable in the world. It is an amazing antioxidant, and it's great for an anti-inflammatory without drug side effects. And it's a great product just for overall health. We're having so many good testimonies from all over the country. I've had several people call me today with different things that it has improved their health with. And, of course, these are always great for us to hear. They edify us all as a group, and I hope that everybody considers this to be a group of people of like-minded wanting to do everything we can to help people and to help them in their quest for good health. Our motto is get healthy and stay healthy. Now, in order to outline that a little bit more tonight, I want to give you all a few statistics and a little bit of information that's just come to me. This past week, we've signed up two more new doctors. We've got several doctors signed in with us now, and some of them renowned researchers in different things. And yet, we feel like that we're just starting. We've got a lot more to go, and we hope one of these days we're going to have a lot more doctors on with us, and perhaps we'll get them on the calls. And I want to try to put together a little roundtable discussion with some of them, and we'll try to put a video on the website with them. But one of them brought me some very serious information this week about cancer. And, of course, we tell everybody that our product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, prevent any kind of disease, or we certainly don't want to tell people that we cure anything. We have to be very cautious about what we say. I've told people for many, many years, cure is a medical, legal word. And I'm not much interested in the word cure because people tell you that, you know, they're looking for a cancer cure. Well, I'm not looking for a cancer cure. I've told people for probably 30 years now. I've been in the herbal business about 35 years. And I've told people for about 30 years now that you don't need to cure cancer. There's never been a need for a cure for cancer. And people think, well, you're just a crazy old fella. You don't know what you're talking about. Well, I have had the experience of some of the best toxicologists, nutrition doctors, nutritionists, naturopaths. I've studied under these people. I've listened to their lectures. I went and talked to them in person. I've talked to dozens of different ones that I feel like have some great knowledge and great experience, and they've been in this thing for, you know, most of their life. And when I look at their life's work and the things that they brought out, it kind of confirms what I feel and what I see and what I tell you. The reason I say we don't need to cure cancer is because cancer is not something that you cure, and cancer is not something that you are going to completely be rid of for the rest of your life. There will never be a magic pill, or there will never be a solution or something that they can give you that will cover all of the different types of cancer, or what is called cancer, that your body may experience. You may have liver cancer, you may have colon cancer, you may have brain cancer, prostate cancer, breast cancer. There's so many different types of things that are considered cancer, and you may be rid of one of them this week, and you may get a symptom or get the problem with one of the others next week. So let's look at it from a standpoint of what is and what can be done, and where we should be looking at the truth of the entire thing. A lot of it is in your diet and a lot of other things. But let me give you these statistics tonight. My name is Paul Hopkins, and I'm the owner of Amazing Grape. And I appreciate so much all of you being on the call, and I want to offer you some very good information tonight. But understand, as I have told many times, we do want to be very cautious what we express to the people out there and how we present Amazing Grape. Amazing Grape is a wonderful product. Of all the 30-some years that I've been doing herbs, I've never found anything as versatile as our product, and I think our product is one of the best that there is on the market. But I want to address this in relation to the diseases and things that we find that are confronting us today because of pollution, because of all the different things that you have now, the chemicals and stuff that you didn't have just a few decades ago. I want to give you some information from the Oncology Journal, the Journal of Oncology, in 2004, volume 16, page 449 to 560. They have listed as what they see as their rate of success with orthodox medicine. They have an overall five-year cure rate of less than 3% with orthodox medicine. Now, this is published in the Oncology Journal. The oncologists are those people who work with cancer and with all the degenerative problems we have and work with the chemotherapy and things like that. Now, this statistic is in relation to an example of a dentist who, by training, worked with alternative treatments. He used other kinds of treatments than a lot of them are unconventional. A lot of them were food remedies. They were things that you could do with your just everyday life. And he showed in his 30-some thousand cancer patients using diets and enzymes and natural substances, he had over a 90% success rate in helping those people to combat and to get over cancer. Now, that's a 90% success rate with natural things and a 3% overall five-year success rate reported on in the Journal of Oncology. You think, well, why wouldn't they let the people know this? Why wouldn't they tell the American people this? Well, I'll let you draw your own conclusions, but I think that the most of the thing that I see in it is that it would put a lot of people out of work. It would cause a lot of problems with the community that has turned it into a huge industry. And if you don't believe that that's what I'm talking about, notice all of the major hospitals in your area, as well as our area, who have just built or are in the process of building huge new cancer treatment centers adjacent to or connected to the biggest and best prestigious universities and hospitals and research centers in the United States. Now, if they would spend sometimes tens and sometimes hundreds of millions of dollars building these huge new cancer treatment centers and they only have a success rate of 3%, does that not tell you that they are treating something rather than getting rid of the problem? Well, in the herbal industry, I have listened to these herbal doctors and nutritionists for many years, and they say that nutrition is the answer. Because the way they describe it to me, and there are many different ways that you might combat it, I want to just give you a couple examples here for time. One of the things, main things that we think about is the cellular level. We want to get down to the cellular level. Most all of Western medicine treats the symptom that they find wrong with you with a drug manufactured by a big drug company, and they try to get rid of the symptom with a drug. Well, in the herbal industry and all the herbalists that I've talked to over the years, they want to go to the root. They want to go down to the root of the problem, find out what the problem really is, and eliminate the root problem, and then you eliminate the rest of the problem, and you eliminate the symptoms. So we start out from a cellular level. And I've told people many times, if you could take a cell, one cell out of the body, and if you could blow it up as big as this room or as big as a beach ball, and if you could look down in it you could see all of these little enzyme systems turning around and churning inside of it, the molecules and the DNA and all the things that are there. And down inside of that cell, you would see these little enzyme systems, and they're all just wanting really good cellular nutrition. They're wanting nutrients, they're wanting amino acids, they're wanting mineral acids, they're wanting minerals, and they have to have these things in order to live and be healthy. Well, we know about antioxidants. We know that the antioxidants provide some of the vital nutrition to that cell. But do you think about the other things that are combating the cell and the other things that might help those cells? Well, we know that the cells are combated all day, every day with pollution, with chemicals. Whenever that you leave your house in the morning with the hairspray and with the cologne and with the soap and the shampoos and with all the hair products that you use, you have used as much as 200 chemicals on your body or in your body, around your body, that you did not have decades ago. They just simply weren't there. In the last few decades, we have developed actually thousands and thousands of new chemicals. And all of these chemicals combat the cells, and they cause lots of problem for it. Well, there's also pollution in the water. And there's so many things that affect the body that are against us that's why we develop what is actually called cancer. Now, cancer, from the research that I've seen, is a mutated cell. One of my friends, who's a doctor out in Tennessee, has had a number of meetings for us and showed us a lot of research from the hospitals. And he tells us that just about every one of the mutated cells that causes what is called cancer, that the medical community has already named most all of them. They have a name for each one of them, or they have a designation for each one of them. So when they see that certain mutation, they know what it's going to turn into, whether it's going to turn into liver cancer or brain cancer or lung cancer or whatever. The one for lung cancer, incidentally, he said they call it P54. And when they see that mutation, they know what it is. Well, it mutates because it does not get good cellular nutrition. The first good cellular nutrition that you need to give the body is water. You need to think about the truth about water. Most water is polluted. About 75% of the United States is actually dehydrated. The people are actually dehydrated. We drink soft drinks. We drink a lot of other things. And we don't drink enough good, clean, pure water. And I might add, distilled water. Distilled water takes out the inorganic minerals that is in the water that are no good for your body, and they're not good for your health. They're good for making kidney stones, but not good for your health. Now, if you take good distilled water, and if you take herbs, which are plant-based nutrition, the herbs have the minerals and the nutrition and the nutrients and all of the amino acids and the enzymes and things are being pulled up by the roots of the herbs, and all of that herbal nutrition comes in the form of the herb. And as it's pulled up through the roots, it comes up in small enough particle size that it can go directly into your cells and feed the cells the nutrition that they need. Might I add that that was the way that God meant for it to happen. That's the way we should get our organic minerals, is we should get them from plant-based sources. The minerals that we get in water are inorganic, and there's a lot of total dissolved solids in there. There's a lot of bad chemicals and even plastics. And right now I think they say there you can actually measure in some water municipal water systems over 200 different kinds of chemicals that weren't in there years ago. And some of them are very damaging to your health. So the first thing that you can do for your health is you can drink good, clean water and plenty of it. Now, there's some other things that you can do in the way of food, and I'm going to get to some of the things that you can do to combat what is called cancer and other things in just a minute. But there are some foods that are essential to healing, and some of those are considered in what is called the maker's diet, And one of those is that the good protein of eggs from chickens and birds who have been out free range, and they run out and they get different insects and they get different herbs and things. And so you're getting a good quality protein product there. There is coconut oil to be used in your stuff, and olive oil, and actually now we have grapeseed oil, which is really good for you to use in your cooking and the things that you prepare. Grass-fed red meat, if you want to eat red meat. We encourage people to eat more white meat, such as fish or chicken, and we encourage them to eat less meat and more vegetables and more raw vegetables. That's one of the things in the Maker's Diet, is natural, unheated honey and fatty fish. Good fish or white meat for you is better for you. And then they say that grass-fed organic organ meat. For thousands of years, the ancient cultures used the organs of animals because they were high in strength and vitality, and they were a rich source of, you know, many different vitamins. Organic berries is something that really brings us around to a lot of the health benefits. It's a tremendous amount of health benefits with the ORAC rating and the different things that you're going to find that it does to stimulate the blood system, the circulatory system, and all the help it does to it. Hey, you know, that's what they talk about with Amazing Grape, how much it opens the arteries and how much it blood system and how much it strengthens the cell walls and strengthens the arterial walls of our blood vessels so that they don't leak and we don't have edema and we don't have heart problems and we don't have cholesterol problems. And then there's cultured vegetables. There's vegetable juices, taking really good green juices and things and juicing those things and drinking them. And then the early, which it's kind of hard to get that, but to get the young leaves of wheat, oat, and barley and things like that and juice them turns into a powerhouse of nutrition for you. There are different fiber products that we can take that, you know, we want to make sure that we add plenty of fiber to the diet. And then we want some really good probiotics and enzymes and electrolytes in the beverages that we take. Now, all of these things are things that you can utilize on a daily basis, and you don't have to go off the deep end. I studied a long time ago the book by Mr. John Robbins, who left his father and mother because of the fat that they were given to the American people. John Robbins was the heir to the famous Baskin-Robbins ice cream fortune. And he left his mom and dad, and he told them, he said, you know, I love y'all. Y'all have been so good to me. And, you know, a lot of my kids my age, would kill for what I have. But he said, I don't want a trust fund. I don't want any of your money. I don't want anything you have. I believe that you all are killing people with the fat you're giving them in the ice cream. And he said, I've got to go out and make my own way. And so he went out and he'd done a lot of research across the country from the food industry and everything, and he presented his own findings of how we could live healthy lives, that America could have a new diet, and that's the name of his book, Diet for a New America. If you ever get a copy of it, read it. John Robbins left all of his fortune and everything and went out and made his own way, and he told people that he didn't want them to jump off the deep end. He don't want them to just, oh, I'm not going to eat any of this or that, or I'm not going to do this or that. He wanted people to use good common sense and just take some small steps in the right direction. And I think that's the recommendation that we would give everybody, is to just take some small steps in the right direction. Try to get more raw vegetables in your diet. Try to drink more pure, clean water in your diet. Try to do more of the things that build up your system to give you antioxidants, to give you enzymes, to give you the proper amino acids, and this will help your metabolism. This will help you to lose weight. This will help you to live a much healthier lifestyle. Now, what happens if all this goes wrong, and what happens if you maybe haven't done these things for your body and you end up with something called cancer? Or you end up with some of the symptoms that are very unpleasant to your body, and you have to have need of trying to do something about that. Well, then the recommendation that I make for people is that if you have not begun to work on trying to find the right kind of diet and things from your kitchen, then you need to start working on that. But if you have found yourself in a situation where that you have the symptoms of something that is going very much wrong in your body that may be leading to cancer or you may be very concerned about it, then I want you to take the advice of a dear doctor friend of mine out in Tennessee who said, when you find out you have a little problem, begin to attack it aggressively right now. Don't wait until it develops into a very large problem. And we want to encourage all of our young people to think about getting their bodies healthy. And when I say getting their bodies healthy, I'm talking about getting rid of the cholesterol, getting rid of the problems that they may have with weight, getting rid of bad habits that they may have, such as smoking and alcohol and different things like that. Clean their body up, clean it out, get rid of the toxins. Try to get their bodies into much better condition now through proper nutrition, and then work toward having good health as they enter middle age and especially as they enter into senior years. And we want to do this with nutrition. We want to encourage these young people and middle-aged people who are now feel like they're in pretty good health to stay in good health by turning to the right things to do in a small measure each day. But then if you get some problems that are really serious and you're worried about them, then you want to attack them aggressively, and you want to do that firsthand. You want to do that right away. Don't wait until it is developed into a really serious problem. Now, we have had many, many successes over the years. We have seen so many people, very similarly to the dentist I mentioned in the beginning, who had seen 33,000 patients that she had, and she got the parasites, she got the toxins, she got the stuff out of them, and started them on a road to good health, and lo and behold, they all got better. 100% of them got better, went on about their lives. So one of the things we want to do is cleansing. We want to clean the body of toxins and chemicals and things like that, and there are herbal ways to do that. We want then to give the body some of the proper nutrition that it needs to heal problems that it may have and to eradicate, and that's the word that I much rather use, is to eradicate those mutated cells, those cells that are bad in the body. We want to do them just like parasites. We want to run the bad cells out of the body. We want to run the oxidized cells out of the body. We want to eradicate the bad cells and the ones who are going to develop into what is called cancer. And we want to give the body health in a much better way. We want you to cleanse your colon, and you want to get it into a place. I mentioned to some of the people today that we will be presenting a new product before too long, hopefully. And it will combat some of the issues of the colon, something that we can do to heal up anything that's wrong with the colon and have much better health for your colon as far as irritable bowel syndrome and things like that. We also want to present products who will cleanse the liver and get rid of problems with the liver. We want to cleanse both pathways of the liver. We will also introduce to you probably a product, maybe a combination product for some other problems that you may have. But we also have some different things that you can go down to the local health food store and you can get these products. They're very inexpensive and you don't have to have a lot of them. We don't want you to go like we've heard some people say that they had 35 or 40 different bottles of herbs that they got the health food stores for everything you can think of. We'd like for you to have a combination product, such as the Amazing Grape product, that has so many nutrients in it, so many amino acids, so many enzymes, so many minerals, so many of the nutrients that your body needs that you can only take one product and get a lot of the nutrition that you need. But if you have a special need, and I'll give you one example, would be like urinary tract infections. And we don't you that the Amazing Grape product is going to address every issue that you have, but it's the best all around, the most versatile product that I've found. But whenever that you have a urinary tract infection, one thing that has been used hundreds and hundreds of years is the little product called Uva Ursa. That's UVA-URSI. You can get it at your local health food store for $10 a bottle. And if you take a little bit of that, it's always recommended you don't take it on a continuing basis in large quantities. But it's all right to take it for a week or so and get over a problem. And then you might want to just take a little maintenance dose by taking a couple capsules a week. And little simple things like these can address big health issues, expensive health issues. And if you maintain your health, if you continue to give your body the good nutrition it needs on a regular basis and take a good product, and we do recommend Amazing Grape because it is absolutely an amazing product. The different people, and it really was, it's kind of overwhelming to me sometimes when people call in. Tell me that they believe that the Lord has given them this product, and that they tell me things that have happened to them and how it's a blessing to their life and how it has changed their life, how it has helped them in so many ways. And this really makes me feel like that we're on the right track here. We want a good product. We want it presented in a nice way. We don't want any hype. We don't want any dog and pony show. We want to present it to you in a right way. We want to give you something that really benefits your life. And then we want to sell it in a simple network marketing state so that you can actually go out and share it with your friends and to make money by doing that. And the more people you share it with, the larger we can grow. And now we're looking to move into some larger areas to try to get more and more people to join the company so that we can share it with you and with them, and it can grow your business because we've set it up as a simple forced matrix. That forced matrix means that the more that the company can do to encourage and bring in new people, the more it can benefit you all as distributors of Amazing Grape. Amazing Grape has good name recognition because it is just one letter different than the most favorite song in America. So people shouldn't have too much problem recognizing the name. We want you to tell people about Amazing Grape. We want you to tell them about the product. We want you to tell them about the marketing plan. And we always want you to be cautious in anything that you say and never use the cure word. Tell people that we want them to get healthy. We want them to stay healthy. We want them to do simple things, as I've outlined tonight, that will help to improve their health, to clean their bodies up, and to get their bodies healthy and then stay healthy. And we think that is the most wonderful way for us to try to encourage each other and our quest for good health. Now, here in my office in Star, North Carolina, I have a number, I have dozens and dozens of old herbal books, and I go and pick them up at different places. I'm always searching for the older herb books because they have so much a wealth of information. And I encourage you to look for and get good herbal nutrition books and start to study herbs and study what they can do for different ailments of the body. Learn these things because the medical community will not tell you these things. The establishment out there will not tell you these things. Nobody is going to give you this information unless you begin to start learning and studying and bringing this stuff out to your own self and learning about it. And as you learn and as it improves your health, you will be very thankful that you have started on the right track to get healthy and stay healthy. I might stop here for just a minute. We're just about out of time, but I want to take just a few minutes if we have anybody on the call tonight that would like to open up and share some of the benefits that Amazing Grape has done for them. Do we have anybody on tonight that would like to say anything? If you've hit star six, just hit star six again, and you'll be able to come back on the call.
Hello, Paul.
Yes.
This is Steve Motley out here in Boise. You know, I met you a number of years ago. I discovered muscadine, grape seed, you know, like I say, about 4 or 5 years ago, and I've seen tremendous benefits with it with myself and my 80-plus-year-old mother. I watched, a small miracle take place in her life. She had a massive stroke. She was told that she would never walk again. And that, again, I don't want to make any claims here, but when I started administering the muscadine grape seed, I saw some truly amazing things happen with my mother. She's now in an assisted living facility, and she's 82 years old, and she walks around just as good as anybody. She's off her oxygen bottle. And one of the things I was impressed with when I found out about your company is the fact that you've added the grape skin. I know there's tons of medical research on the benefits of the skin as well as the seed. So I was very encouraged by finding out that you had combined both the seed and the skin together. And I'd like you to just address a little more about the skin and why you added that to the seed.
Well, that is a good question. And I've even found out more things just recently. But I had a renowned researcher who had been researching diabetes for 40-plus years, and he told me that he believed that we should put the seed and skin together in a product because the skin actually has more of the nutrient resveratrol, which is anti-aging, and more ellagic acid, which is anti-cancer, and than the seed itself. The seed has some resveratrol and has some ellagic acid, but there's more concentration of those two nutrients among a lot of other nutrients. There's probably 1,000 phenolic compounds in the muscadine grape seed and skin, but the extra resveratrol and extra ellagic acid is really good for anti-aging and anti-cancer. Now, there was people on Dr. Oz's show, and there was people on the CBS Morning News just recently. Charlie Rose was very excited about the latest research that is coming out that says that the resveratrol in the skin of the red wine grape is going to be the greatest new research that they're going to be doing for Alzheimer's. And yet, when I heard him tell this, the muscadine seed and skin has over 44 times as much resveratrol as the red wine grape. Now, also, I was talking with our chemist over at the vineyard, and he lectures to all the vineyards all over North Carolina, over 175 vineyards. And he works with them, he lectures with them, he talks with them all the time, and he's doing research in the laboratories. I called him last week, he was in the laboratory working. And he had told me just recently that he had found out that when he puts the seed and skin together in storage, and then he brings them out a little bit later to process them and grind them up into a powder, he said he found out that the phenolic compounds were much stronger, that they were actually more potent when he brought them out. Then I was doing some research online, and I found something with one of the government websites that said when the skin and seed actually touch each other for 3 weeks, that the phenolic compounds actually increase. And I thought to myself, well, the chemist has already found that out and already told me that from his own research. And then the first thought that hits your mind is, well, the seed is in the middle of the grape and the skin is on the outside, so how are they going to touch each other? Well, the best way for them to touch each other is whenever that you juice them and you take the skins and the seeds and you put them in storage for a while. And when they're in storage, they actually become stronger in more phenolic compounds, stronger phenolic compounds, which is going to do a tremendous better job for you. But what I think sets Amazing Grape apart is that our chemist, very early on, he told me, he said, Paul, it takes me longer to produce the product because, he said, I keep the temperature down under 115 degrees. I dry this product very slowly in order to keep the enzymes alive in the product. If you'll take our product and compare it to other products on the market, you'll find that our product actually retains a little bit of the reddish color rather than a real brown color. The brown color indicates to me that it's been dried at higher temperatures and that it's probably roasted a little bit. Whenever that you look at the Amazing Grape product, the capsules, you'll notice a little reddish tint to them. They're just like fresh muscadines, and they're good for you year-round. But you can only get them off the vine in September. So we're just making it convenient for you to get a good quality muscadine seed and skin product and get it year-round so that you can take it in the winter, you can take it in the spring, you can take it any time of the year and get all of the benefits from it. So that's the benefits of putting the skin in there with the product. I think people will like that, and I think you'll find that as you hear more and more people, the testimonies, they're seeing it too, and they're getting a much better result with it. We're not in a contest, though, with those other companies that are out there that sell a seed product or just a skin product. There are other companies out there, and I want all of them to prosper. I want all of them to do good. Because we have so many millions of people in this country that need the product, much less the people we'd like to share it with who we want them to want the product, that if all of us work together, all the companies that are selling the product, we can't even scratch the surface of the people who need the product, much less the people who we'd like to see healthier. Any more questions tonight? Well, if I don't have any more questions, we've run over just a little bit. We usually try to keep it 30, 35 minutes, but we appreciate every one of you being on the call tonight, and I want you to take this information tonight and really put it and tell your friends and all about Amazing Grape and about the things they can do to help themselves get healthy and stay healthy. Thank you all for being on the call tonight. And I'll be glad to try to answer any questions from you if you call me here at the home office. Or we hope to hear you again all next Monday night, same time. Thank you so much for being on the call tonight, and I'll bid you all a good night.